by request, finishing off that set with Pet Shop Boys, It's All Right. A little pick-me-up. It's not all destruction, I promise. Thanks for tuning in to WFMU. In case you didn't notice, it was like all songs of protest and power to the people today. I got a little world destruction right before Pet Shop Boys. That's Time Zone, the John Light and Afrika Bambaataa collab, which followed Public Enemy, of course, had to play Fight the Power. Algiers in there with their amazing lyrics for Cleveland. I think there's like a vinyl version that they put out too, where they just literally sing the names of everyone murdered by police in 1 year or something. It's pretty sad. KRS-One brought you Sound of the Police. Sound of the Police, duh. I'm going to be in great shape to sub for Alan, I promise you. I don't need to like leave the room or stretch, or I am happy right here. Diligent 4, I can't speak. Maybe I will not actually. Maybe I'll take a little break. A little 3 minute break before I sub for Alan. He is in the building. So I know he didn't want to. He was going to go out of town. It didn't work out. So he's like, you know what? You stay. You keep the show that you agreed to sub, and I'll just do the phones. So that's the plan. So he will be here. Don't worry. We're going to try to audition an eligible bachelor. We are doing a live on-air dating game Friday, February 13th. And we are in search of an eligible bachelor. We have an eligible bachelorette. So we will be hosting tryouts soon on the air. Or maybe you just need advice. I would love to give you my unsolicited. Well, it will be solicited. You're calling in for it. Maybe my uneducated answer. But I'm here for you. So let's play a little tune. I'll slap some water on my face, and then we'll go into Ask Alan, which will be the Ask Mona edition. Thanks for tuning in to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I will see you next week, and also again in 2 minutes. This is another request. Just kidding. As I walk through, no, it really is. This wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Myself, is hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace of an understanding? What's so funny about peace of an understanding? As I walked on troubled time, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusted? Time I feel it slipping away, just makes. I actually don't like this version.
Yes! Yes! Ask Alan!
Ask Mona.
Ask Alan.
Yes.
Ask Mona.
If your girlfriend weak and she's stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, ask Alan.
Mona. Mona.
That's what you get when everybody's styling. Ask Alan.
Ask Mona.
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan.
Mona.
Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, ask Alan.
Ask Mona instead.
Ask Alan. I'm styling.
Yes.
Ranch ask dressing. Alan. Ask Mona.
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamonds and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do. It'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Alan.
Ask Mona.
Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Alan. Yes, you know, the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there and keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Alan. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's eagle talent. Eagle talent.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
Ask Mona.
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan.
Mona.
Ask Alan.
Ask Mona.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, ask Alan.
Ask Mona. Ask Mona.
Ask Alan.
Well, well, well. What have you done, Alan? What have you done?
This is you.
I've never hosted a talk show before.
Well, here you go. I would suggest hitting turntable 3 so you don't have your feel
beep, boop, bop.
Exactly. It's better to have music playing. For me, I get all nervous when I don't have music.
Look at all
playing.
This dead air that I'm sitting in, just wallowing, splashing around.
Why is it not playing?
You.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh. Am I making you nervous in the driver's seat of your show?
No way, man.
Alan's got the weed juice. Mona's here with opinions, ready to take your call. It's Ask Mona today.
Uh-huh.
What's the number, Alan?
201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Mona's in the driver's seat. I'm just here for phones and support. And don't you think, I mean, I think it's great to have a different perspective. I mean, I always make it very clear that I'm not good and have no right to be doing this, but it's also not good at giving advice, but it's also really good to have a woman, a non, you know, white woman giving advice to people.
How dare you?
I'm very appreciative of this.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I haven't left the house in over a week because it's too cold. But when I do leave the house, not a lot of people ask me for their advice, shockingly.
Yeah. Well, keep an eye on that phone board.
Oh, it's ringing.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God. First caller. Hold, please. I will be right there. Alan will be right there. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes. This is Mona.
Yes. Who are you?
I'm Tim, not my real name. Calling from Richmond.
I love it. Not your real name from Richmond. How are you?
Alan had asked me to call him back. I called. You were in on this. I called a couple of weeks ago. I've got a partner, and she tested positive for HPV.
Oh, yes.
And, Alan didn't know what to do with me. And he was like, go to the doctor and come back and tell us what he said. I'm calling back.
So what's happening? Tell me everything.
All right, so my friend, she went to Well, the way we found out was she got an abnormal pap smear, and it turned out to be like the least abnormal. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was like a 1.
Oh, great.
And they were like, you're fine. You know, don't even worry about it. So I went to my doctor, and I had to see him about a couple other things. So we just made it like an annual visit. And he was like, so we can't really test you. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. And he was like, do you have any spots? I'm like, no, I haven't had any spots. Do you have any bumps? I'm like, no. He's like, all right, why are you wasting my time with this?
Wow. You're like, because I'm paying you? That's why?
Right. But, you know, he's like, next subject kind of thing. So
Three Mangione.
That's that. Huh?
But yes. So you don't know if you have it. Your friend has it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's supposedly like 80% of everybody has it.
I have
it. So it's probably safe to assume that I do have it, and I will probably give it to somebody if I found another partner. But it's kind of like everybody treats it like it's no big deal. If it's not a big deal, right?
I had to have the surgery for when it was. It did turn into a big deal, and I had the surgery for it. But you know what?
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that.
In the scheme of things, no, don't. Like, this is a safe space. I can't see anyone. No one can see me. I'll tell you anything. yeah, I had it. I had to get a leap. That's the name of the procedure. Uh-huh. I was back on my feet in a couple weeks. Totally fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, easy peasy. Do you know what? There's like so many terrible things to worry about. This, I can say from experience, is not one to ruin your life. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, my friend is like totally was freaked out. She's never had anything. I mean, I've been,
did I get it in time? God knows. Hopefully. Wow. Not your real name. I missed what your fake name was. What is the fake name?
Jim.
Why? It's okay. I'm glad you feel comfortable. do you have a question or anything, or do you want to
give a shout out? No, I was just calling to tell Alan what I found out.
I'm so glad that they refused to tell you.
Well, the thing was, is you probably got it. It's not going to kill you. Be careful out there.
Alan wants to interject.
No, it sounds like he got the information that made him feel a lot more comfortable than I made him feel because I had nothing useful to say. Is that fair? Oh, can you not hear me? Can you not hear me?
I can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Now can you hear me?
Oh, I got it.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Laura.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Madonna me. Oh, buttons. We're pushing buttons over here. It sounds like your doctor made you feel a lot more comfortable than I did.
Oh, well, you didn't know, and he's a doctor, so I did what you said, and I went and talked to my doctor.
Right. You know? Well, I'm good. I'm glad you're feeling better about life and moving on with life, and you're back in your relationship with your friend?
We kind of, it's kind of cooled things off, but there's a snowstorm, so nobody's really seeing anybody right now.
All right.
Yeah, but I wanted to call back and tell you what I found out.
Thanks for the follow-up.
Everybody has it, and it's...
Yeah.
Sometimes can be a big deal, but a lot of times it's not.
Right. Most of the time it's not. And even when it is, you'll get it dealt with and move on and everything will be fine.
Right. Well, my friend had, she hits a pap smear every year anyway. So this particular strain is not an issue. You know, so if she had another partner who caught a different strain from, she would find out, you know, you got to get checked out anyway.
Right.
I'm glad you're going to live, Jim.
Me too.
You're an integral part of our community.
Yes. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the call. And thanks for following up. Right on. Glad you're doing good.
All right.
Stay warm, y'all.
Take care of yourself. Oh, are you okay? Alan fell.
I'm running around here.
Alan's on the weed juice. You're listening to WFMU, Mona subbing for Ask Alan. So the show is changing names for today to Ask Mona. If you would like any advice I'm happy to give it. If you would like to be a contestant for our dating game show that's coming up February 13th. We can just drop that. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Focus, Alan. We're on the radio.
I'm coming back over here.
Alan is... Can you tell me where you were going to go? Florida?
Oh, no. South Carolina.
South Carolina. You changed your mind.
Yes, because it was cold down there.
It's not a real escape, is it?
Yeah, me and Ami were going to take a little trip down south. We were going to drive for 16 hours. And then we realized it was 30 degrees in South Carolina, so...
No need for that.
Yeah, no.
Gotta stay safe. If you don't have to, stay home.
Yeah.
This weekend. It's so cold.
Yeah, this is wild. 201-209-9368. Ask Mona. You know, you've talked to me enough. Call Mona. 201-209-9368. I got to stand up and look at the phone board. It's this whole system that we got going on here.
Sorry, 201-209-9368. Maybe you're having dating issues. Maybe you are dealing... You said no real estate and no...
I mean, do you want to talk about stocks and real estate, really? You
know? I don't know anything about it, so it's not going to be helpful.
It's not fun.
But I do have opinions on everything, so...
Right. And you like to talk to people. And we have to talk about the dating game.
Yes. So the dating game is coming up February 13th. It's a Friday the 13th, so it's lucky. You want contestants, like you want the eligible bachelor and bachelorette to be in studio.
Yes, but not the contestants. So the contestants will be on the phone.
And they're like calling in to play for a chance to go on a date.
Right. So they're sending me their bios ahead of time, and I'm going to try to come up with four or five contestants for both the bachelor and the bachelorette. Right now we have our bachelorette is set in stone. Her name is Rosanna. And I have about five bios sent to me by dudes who want to compete as contestants for Rosanna. You got a call. So hit that once, the top one, and there you go.
Hello.
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 We could just do this forever, and I would be okay with that.
All right. I have a sad question, and I wonder if I should do a trigger warning that it is related to suicide.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have a very old dad. And I don't know if he thinks it's funny or if he's being honest, but he makes a lot of talks a lot about like wishing that, like hoping that instead of dying in the hospital, he'll like blow himself up with his oxygen tank smoking cigarettes in his tiny house.
Aww.
Should I take it as a serious cause for alarm and make a fuss, or should I like decide he's joking like he says he is and move on with my life?
Did you ask him if he... I think an ask. It's worth an ask.
Yeah, I did.
And what did he say?
He laughed and thought that it was funny and kind of said that it was both true and a joke.
Yeah. I feel like, how do you feel about all this?
I mean, alarmed, but also like kind of mad if it's a false alarm.
Right. And what's like your ideal, like if you could just do anything at the snap of your fingers, what would you do right now?
Well, obviously, like, just, like, make him so that he doesn't have to deal with any of the things that are making him attached to an oxygen tank. It would be nice if he was fine. Mm-hmm. But he smoked cigarettes his whole life and, like, continues to smoke cigarettes with his oxygen in a way that causes it to be genuinely possible that he would blow himself up in his home.
That's such a tough scenario.
He doesn't tell our other family members these things. He only says it to me.
Maybe you could tell him that how it makes you feel when you hear that, because I don't think he'd want to hurt your feelings, even if he's suffering himself.
I don't know if that's true, but thank you.
I like to think the best.
Well, love to all the people with old parents. I know we all have them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Can I ask you a couple questions? This is Alan. Hi. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. So he is... do you mind me asking how old he is?
He's like, how old is he, 77?
And really not well physically? I mean, he's on an oxygen tank, right?
Yeah, but he's been on oxygen now like 3 years, and it's one of those situations where it's like you can keep a human alive kind of infinitely if you provide it food and oxygen and water and everything. So he's kind of also kind of fine. He's like, there's nothing they can do for him, but he has like potentially plenty of time left where he's still kind of incapacitated.
Yeah. And, but his situation is really frustrating for him physically?
Yeah.
Like really frustrating.
Yeah, he can't do things he loves. He can't see the people he loves. He gets grumpy all day about that.
Right, and sometimes that frustration comes out in saying things that... my mom lived with horrible, horrible health issues for a really, really long time. And she used to express similar things. Like, I wish I would just go. But she was dealing with horrible, horrible, horrible physical circumstances. And I never really thought that she would do that, especially because she was still alive with my dad. And so I think what Mona said is having that conversation, listen, and even saying, I know this is really, really frustrating what you're going through. I feel it. And I'm sorry that you have to go through this. But are you really thinking about, would you do that to yourself? Be honest
with
me.
He has the right to, too. Like, it's none of my business. Like, if that's what you want, you know, like the way you just described it about your mother, it's like hearing about someone who's not my dad makes me think, well, she should do whatever is right for her.
Right. But do you live in New Jersey?
Connecticut.
Is it a right to die state?
No, I don't think so.
New Jersey is a right to die state. And, so there's that. But my instinct is usually when they're expressing those thoughts, it's out of like frustration in the moment. And it's all right for you to say, hey, man, I get what you're feeling, but you got to let me know if you're really thinking that. And I hope you're not, because I need you here, or whatever you have to say. Have that frank conversation, like Mona said, about those thoughts that he's having, or at least the words that he's expressing.
Thank you both. That's really nice. All
right. Thanks for
calling.
Good
luck. Thanks for calling.
I know how hard it is.
I know, same.
Yeah. Yep.
We're thinking of you, sending you a big hug. Aww. That's the sound of like, this is like, okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Does anyone else want to talk to us? 201-209-9368. Someone had called.
Let me show you. So
yeah, I don't know what am I doing.
You want to hang up. So when somebody hangs up.
How do I do that?
You just go like this, and then you drop.
Okay.
That call is gone.
Bing, bong. Right?
And then when the next one starts coming in, and it's bing, 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 hit it once, and they're on the air.
Oh, my God. It's working. Is somebody called? Somebody called.
So hit it once. Again. No, just. Wait a minute. What's happening? Hold on.
The buttons are falling off.
Oh my God, the buttons broke.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh
my God, I broke the whole machine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't touch it. I did.
You on the radio? You got somebody?
Hello? Hello? Oh.
Wait, this one I got on. No, it's on.
I'm sorry, the buttons all fell off.
All right, that one's on. Now wait.
I think we're having a fun. Hello?
Phone up. Hello, you there?
Hello? You're calling.
Another one? You ready? Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hi, Mona. Hi, Alan. This is Peter calling.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I have a question. I live in Rockland County, which is a little bit north of, just like right above New Jersey in New York State. And I have little kids. And we have, like, some sledding hills around our house that are okay. One of them is at the school. One of them is, like, you know, around the corner. But these are, like, slow hills. And...
Slow hills?
I feel like I owe it to the kids to give them something a little more exciting. And... there's a golf course really close to our house that you can, like... clearly see where you would park on the road, and I can see that other kids have gone. It's a pretty crazy hill. There's a sign on it. It's like no sledding, you know.
Oh, that means you gotta.
And, but the kids are little, and I wonder what kind of what am I teaching them about rules and prop, you know, and trespassing and getting in, you know, what am I teaching them if I bring them to sled on this truly great epic hill? But they could also be probably gravely injured.
Shoot. I'm not a daredevil, so I'm going to pass this one to Alan because I am like safety first.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your seatbelt on your sled.
Okay. So I want you to go sleigh riding on the big hill with your kids. I am also a very unqualified and I don't have any right to be giving advice, especially dangerous advice to people. First of all, if they're going to go down the big hill the first time, you're going to be on that sleigh with them. Each one
right?
at a time, right? Is it a two-person sleigh?
I think even three people could fit.
We could all go together.
All right, so start. And is it one of those hills that gradually gets bigger? It starts.
No.
It's just one giant monstrosity of a hill?
There's only one angle.
Well, then you got to go on it first. You got to go on it by yourself first. You can't be the only adult. There, you have to have somebody else with you.
Two adults.
So one person is on the sleigh with the kids, the other one's down the bottom of the hill.
This is great advice.
Thank you.
And you try it yourself first.
And you do it first, and then you have one of the other kids on the sleigh. There's always the other adult down the other end, and your kids don't know that they're trespassing. Only you know that you're trespassing. Don't let them see the sign.
They can read.
Well, go around the sign. I mean, I would say try to avoid.
They can read.
I mean, listen. All right. So here's the thing. We used to go to golf courses where it wasn't allowed to sleigh ride too, but my parents didn't take us there. But my dad did used to take us out on mischief night and let us throw eggs at cars. So, like, you know, you're talking to somebody who, I personally, in the big scheme of things, if it's other people, they're going to be other kids there sleigh riding. You're not going to be the only one there.
Yeah.
There are going to be other people there.
Well, I don't know. I've never really seen anybody. I think they go at night.
I think this is great... Oh, sorry, Peter. Go.
No. Mona, you like this.
I think this is fantastic. You should definitely go on. This could be a learning moment with you and your kids of, like, how to break the law, when is appropriate to break the law and when is not. Wait, am I allowed to say this on the radio?
We are not qualified to give advice.
You're not qualified.
Yeah. You should not be getting advice from us, but this is what we think.
But yeah, I feel like because there are times when you have to like go against the sign. So maybe you can like tell them how to do that safely. But only after you try the sled, the hill first yourself.
I would not let them see the sign. I would go there first, take the sign down. I would be the only one breaking the law. They wouldn't know that they were breaking the law. I wouldn't not make it okay for them to see the sign. This is terrible advice. But I think you should take them sleigh riding to a big hill, if not that one. Drive to South Orange, New Jersey. There's a hill called Cameron Field. And if you want to do it legally, go there. You still there,
Maybe
Peter?
Maybe we'll stop by on the way to the CD sale this weekend. I was going to take them down and
check out CDs.
There you go. Don't break the law. Go to Cameron Field in South Orange. Cameron, C-A-M.
Right, I'm writing it down, Cameron Field.
And it goes from small to big, and you could pick your spots. And it's a huge monstrosity of a sleigh riding hill. There we go. Problem solved.
I love it. We're keeping families together and out of jail. Good luck, Peter.
Good night, guys.
Right. Bye. Hello, you're on the radio. Can you hear
me? Can the last caller hear me about the sled running nonsense?
That's a bad call.
Can you try calling back? Sorry, there's a little bit of reception issue. Hello, you're on the radio.
How's it going, Mona? This is Michael in Maplewood.
Hello, Michael in Maplewood. What's happening?
I have a question. I need some advice about music.
Okay.
I have a situation. It's a good situation.
I love it.
So my girlfriend has declared I'm a music snob. Not true.
We all have our cross to bear.
I do have a giant blind spot. So I'm like a record dude. So I truly don't know music past 2010. So she has a point. But I was listening to the station and I got turned on to a new artist. Last 3 weeks, nonstop play in our house, just nonstop.
What's a new
artist?
She loves
it too. I want to know if you can guess who it is.
Okay. Oh, I love a guessing game. Go.
Okay. So, well, I said it's a she. She's 2010. Maybe she's a little bit before 2010, but she might have been on the show on Fridays about 3 weeks ago.
Annika?
Annika, yes.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Blew me away.
So nonstop. Cool.
So here's my question.
Yes.
I do have a real question. I'm not a marketing, I don't know what her label she's on. This is the advice I want. How do we get Alan to listen to Annika?
You must have heard Annika already, Alan.
I don't think I have, but all you got to do is ask me. Or I might have on your show or something.
Can we make this happen?
What? Alan. Peter wants you to... Peter?
What's your name?
Michael. Michael from Maplewood. Michael. Sorry.
Peter?
Peter was in the sleigh. I'm sorry. I'm still one call back.
Right.
Michael from Maplewood wants to know, will you listen to Annika?
Sure. Easy. That one was easy. Yes, no problem. You got it.
I want to say thank you to Alan for being open-minded, and thank you, Mona, for turning me on to that.
Thank you, Michael.
I'll go home tonight.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
As soon as I get home, I will listen to Annika.
Awesome.
Hit that once and,
okay.
then drop. Nope.
Hello? Yeah. Hello? Hello? You're on the radio. Can you hear me?
Mona, I can hear you.
Oh, you did. I did it. Alan's looking at me all incredulously, like, what? Sorry.
You did it.
Thank you. How
no,
are
success.
You? Who are you?
Doing well, Mona. Oh, this is Zachary.
Hi, Zachary. How the hell are you?
Hey, I'm doing hell good.
Great.
Good. There we go. Sorry, came out wrong.
It's the same thing happens to me every time I speak out loud.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I love your tongue twisters in your show when you're like back announcing and stuff.
Peter Piper.
I sampled you actually one time.
What?
You were talking about King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The way you butchered it. Oh, it was great.
Priceless. Iconic. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a friend. He's married. It's kind of falling apart. But the twist is the wife in this relationship, she's using AI to debate topics.
Oh, damn. That's
like
a nightmare.
Getting help to do the arguing as far as the where they feel there's issues in the relationship.
How do you know that?
Oh, because he's told me. That, like, she
so, like, they're speaking, they're, like, standing across from each other, and he's like, ba, 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 and then she just starts and then responds.
Oh, no, it'll be sometimes they'll email or text.
Okay, so this is like a text discourse.
Yeah, and then it'll be brought into the real-time discourse.
So he could just tell by the way that the messages are coming across that it's AI?
Yeah, it speaks and uses words. It's using words that she normally doesn't use. Like, it's blatant. It's blatant that it's like I'm going through a lawyer or something, you know?
Amazing.
So you need
this
advice?
This is the world we're living in, though.
So what's the question?
Well, how does he? I guess what do you think in terms of broaching that topic, as far as how that's?
I
not really
would
a
respond like
right?
our
like
robot.
AI.
Yeah, just send AI messages back.
Yeah.
So it's an arms race, is what you're saying. You just gotta join into it and have the two AIs argue out the divorce.
Could you imagine? And then what if those AIs fall in love and then they get married and then these two like officiate their wedding?
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's trippy.
And it brings them back together.
Oh my God. It's like Parent Trap.
Happily ever after.
Parent Trap, but with LLM.
Well, I really wish your friends good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you. Really appreciate it. Enjoying you on, Mona. Do more talk shows.
Namaste to you as well, Zachary. I hope that we get to talk to you again soon. Hugs.
Sounds good.
And cheers. My version of namaste, nothing matters. So, may I make a suggestion?
A lot does, Alan.
Touch it.
Okay. Alan says I'm like
smash
violent
it.
With the button.
Yeah. There you go. And now drop.
Oh, now
no,
drop.
No, not that one.
No? What?
Wait, here, look.
Hello? Okay. Would you like to call? You out there, listener? 201-209-9368. Thank God you didn't leave town. Could you imagine this alone?
Scott would have been here doing it.
Yeah, I would. Scott. Where's Scott? Scott, come down. Come give us some advice.
Scott's up there drinking.
Oh, come bring us a drink and give us advice. Or you'd give someone else advice. Or maybe somebody else wants to call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368.
So we got this dating game thing.
Yeah.
It's on February 13th. So I have a bunch of male contestants.
That's what I was going to say. Your bachelorette isn't just interested in men, though.
Correct.
So your bachelorette, if there were some eligible other genders interested, they're welcome.
Yes.
And I have a call. I'm sorry. I got to go. I have
a call. You do, indeed.
I tried to press the button. Lightly didn't work. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Chris in California.
Oh, my God. Chris in California. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I was wondering, am I allowed to give advice, too? Since we're all just, qualified?
Yeah, we're just, everybody's allowed to give advice.
Well, if you heard something earlier that you feel like you want to chime in on.
Do you have some?
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's not just out of the blue. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't really get to hear what your guys' advice was, but taking the kids down these sleds, that's crazy to me. That's a question? I don't know. That's the kind of thing that I would ask for a divorce, personally.
divorce from your parents?
Stop cursing! Why does everybody curse on this show? Stop cursing!
Oh, Alan, you made Alan mad, Chris, in California.
You can't curse.
You can't use bad words. This is the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We still love you.
It's all right.
Get us all worked up.
Get me lose my show.
I'm sorry, Alan, but you have a wonderful show.
Thank you. It's all right. I'm over it. As long as the little Mona got the drop button. Yeah.
I did get the dump button. So, yes, the sledding grounds for divorce, parental divorce, you're saying? Like Macaulay Culkin or Britney Spears, you're going to...
Yeah, seriously dangerous.
So wait, the kid should break up with the parent or the wife should break up with the dad for considering taking him on sleigh ride?
No, he mentioned that they could be seriously injured. I guess if nobody found out about it, it's a different story. But if you came back with injured children because you went down this crazy thing with a sign that said don't do that, I think that's kind of a lot.
Life is about fun risks, and it's sleigh riding. He's not telling him to go parachuting. He's going sleigh riding, man. Wear good clothes. All right, you know what? I should have told the guy to make sure the kids had helmets on.
Peter, and the floaties that you can encase.
Right.
Point
well taken. A couple of weeks ago, some guy called me up and said his kid wanted a samurai sword for a birthday, and I told him he should get it. So this is who I am.
I love it.
Chris in California, I wish you were here so that you could be an eligible bachelor on our dating game show.
Oh, I would love that. I would be a very safe, very safe bachelor. But
yeah, you won't go sleigh riding on your first date.
I love safety, too. I drive like Sophia, in Golden Girls, 1 mile an hour.
Me too.
Seatbelt on.
I would go down the sled, maybe. I would do it myself. I just, I would want someone else doing it behind my back with little kids.
Now I feel like I got to defend myself. I would not put a kid in danger. I just know, I should have said to the guy, you should bring me with me because I'll make sure your kid don't get hurt. So if you go to Cameron Field, hit me up and I'll come sleigh riding with you.
Ah, I like this.
And I'll be the buffer.
Thank you for calling attention to the dangerous situation that could have unfolded. Chris in California potentially saved these children from broken arms.
You're right.
Do you have another question, Chris?
I don't think so. Just let me know.
Love you. Thank you for listening. Hugs.
All right. No more cursing.
No more cursing. Goodbye now.
Never again.
Oh, I just...
You are good at the phone board, sister. Hold on.
I'll let Alan deal with that. I'll tell you a story. So not only next Friday the 13th, I don't know what's going on with that phone board. We should ask for a new one during the fundraiser.
No, watch. Now it blinks, then you drop.
Okay. Thank you. I have my eyes closed when he's showing me. I'm like, cool, thanks. What was? Oh, we have the dating. Oh, we have a call. Hello, gentle touches on the radio.
I was raised in the era of commercial television. I know what a curse is.
Thank you. You
These
are welcome.
Today have no point of reference.
What's your name?
Phil. I'm calling from California.
Another Californian. Welcome, Phil.
Yeah, thank you. I've written you a few times. I'm kind of starstruck because I love your
get out
and all that stuff. So,
wow.
Good to talk to you.
Wait,
I really
Mayor,
don't have a
Mayor Mona.
I just wanted to talk to you in person.
This is a thrill for me as well.
Oh, good. More than me, I'm sure. But anyway, I would like to chime in on the sledding thing. I would say don't break the law with children. Let them become teenagers and do it themselves. It's a rite of passage.
That's the right advice. You're right. You know what? You're right. I mean, I had a good time with my dad on Mischief Night. I want to say, I always look back at that.
When is Mischief Night?
The night before Halloween.
Cool.
But yeah, you should not. And that was the only time in my entire life. But my dad, it's the exact opposite of what you would have expected from him. But it's still a story that me and my brother tell that he used to take us out on Mischief Night, probably because he used to go out on Mischief Night in Newark, New Jersey. And then he would take us out and do it. And it was fun for a couple of years. Yeah. And then he probably was like, Jesus, I can't believe I'm doing this with my kids. I'm not doing this anymore. But
I never heard of that. I only heard of one case when I was growing up that the mother gave the kids eggs to go around to do Mischief Night. She didn't go with them. She just gave them to them. I couldn't believe that. Because I never heard of any other parent supporting Mischief Night.
Did you participate, Phil?
I did not. No, I was a good boy.
Same. Nerds unite. That's why we're pals.
Yeah, but did you have Mischief Night when you were a kid?
I didn't know it existed till right now, but I would like to participate moving forward.
Okay, let's do Mischief Night.
Well, where
year.
Did you grow up?
Reno, Nevada.
Wow, okay.
There was, I feel like around Halloween, people used to, I went to Reno High School, and the wild kids the night before Halloween, which now I know is Mischief Night, would knock down the letters for R-E, so it'd say, no high school.
Ah,
it was so cool.
Oh, that's funny. You got,
do we have another call?
Yeah, I have more to say about Mischief Night, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let me get your setup here.
Phil, do you have any parting questions or comments?
Oh, I was just going to say, when I was a teenager, we used to sneak onto a golf course and sleigh ride and burn Christmas trees and have keg parties until the police came and chased us away. And I'm sure the police enjoyed that as much as we did.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're alive and we could all be here together today.
Okay.
We have another call. Hugs, Phil.
All right.
Bye. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
So, what are you?
I will issue here. I was caught up in the Me Too thing with the Donald Trump issue, the Melania Krauss and Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein in the early '80s. So I was taken advantage of, and I don't know who to go to because I'm in a psychiatric center, so like, I don't get anybody here listening to me for anything about it. And
I'm so sorry to hear
quite
that.
It's an issue to me because I've even spoken to people, like Secret Service agents in the past, and they take my advice and things like that. I spoke to a Secret Service agent 2 days before the Zero Dark Thirty was filmed. But still, they don't come around to me to talk about this stuff, and it's like, it's a crisis in my life.
Like, I'm sorry. That sounds really frustrating.
Yeah, it is very frustrating. And I don't know what to say right now.
Alan, do you have a number that they can call for?
A number I can call?
Is there a number that we can share for someone to talk to, a professional? We are unprofessionals, unfortunately.
Do you speak to a professional?
I called up on the phone, and I'm in the same facility.
Oh.
I called up and during the 2015 campaign season.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke about my work with the EM-T-250 project.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, you called last week.
Yeah, I called that a few weeks ago here to your show.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember you.
Yeah.
And you're in a facility?
Yeah.
All right.
I got in a fight, and I left the scene of an incident, even though I self-defended myself. It looked like I did the wrongdoing thing because I had to get arrested because Donald Trump had to be in office. I mentioned that on that talk. It was on the Public Citizen show.
Mm.
I remember I called up and they said, swim fan, and I started talking, so...
I appreciate you calling and checking in.
Yeah,
call back another time, and we're sending lots of love, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, all that crisis is just, you know, too much for us.
Take care of
it's
yourself.
So simple to take them down, you know.
201-209-9368 is the phone number. 201-209-9368. You're listening to WFMU. It's Mona here. Ask Mona. Subbing for Alan. You've got crazy mic bed music. Should I stop talking? Are you trying to edge me out? Hello. Okay, that's good. We're like lifting. I'm sorry. I was like started to go to a dark place there for a second.
This is the dating game music.
Oh.
And you can control the volume.
Sounds really fitting for a dating show. Does anybody want to be on the dating show? Bachelor? Oh my gosh, we have a call.
Mm-hmm.
Good day. Can you hear me? Oh, sorry. Hello?
There you go.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
John.
Hello, John.
Hello.
What you doing?
I just got home from work. I have to fight off these frigid temperatures with my old dog. She's 19 years old and really can't handle this temperature. So I'm just trying to see what we should try to do to comfort her.
Aww. Does she have a cute jacket that you can
put
on?
She has a cute jacket, yeah.
Does she wear shoes?
No, she doesn't wear shoes. Do you think shoes would help?
I don't think they like it, but I like looking at them when dogs wear shoes.
Yeah, I know. It is cute.
They're so cute.
So there is a balm, B-A-L-M. There's a, it's like a combination of beeswax, shea butter, and a few other things that really comfort. It actually provides a barrier when you take them walking. And then when you get them back in, you put it on and it soothes their feet. So you should use the balm. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God, like a little foot spa, like your little footsie tootsies with your dog. That's so cute.
Yep. Footsie tootsies with your dog.
Footsie tootsies.
Footsie tootsies.
You just tell yourself that while you're doing it. Thank you for calling. I learned something on that one.
Footsie tootsies.
Footsie tootsies. You're listening to WFMU. Ask Mona, subbing for Alan, who's actually just right here, but I think wanted, you know, maybe less pressure. With me in the driver's seat?
I like it. It's great.
Great.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you for calling. Hello?
Hi. Is this? Am I on the air?
You're on the air. You're on the radio. Who are you?
Oh, great. I'm Eamon. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, Eamon from Rhode Island. What's happening?
I'm just making some dinner. Look, I'm off of work for the winter. I'm a landscaper, but I'm going to New York City for the first time with my wife next weekend.
Oh, my God, exciting.
Just sort of wondering, like, what should we check out? What should we do?
Oh, my gosh. Do you have all day? What are your interests? Do you like music? Do you like movies? Do you like theater? Do you like? Tell me what you like.
Oh, we love everything. I mean, like, we're obviously going to check out some museums. Just looking for, like, something good to eat, you know? That's really what we're after.
This is maybe somebody would hate this suggestion, but I think one of the most magical places in New York is in Penn Station, the Oyster Club or whatever it's called, the Oyster Bar in Penn Station. Grand Central. Right outside of the Whispering Halls. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. He probably doesn't.
No, sorry.
Yeah, he has no idea. He's like, I don't know. He's talking about Mars to this guy right now.
Basically. Right. I am writing this down as he speaks.
The Grand Central Oyster Bar is one of my favorite places. It feels like old school New York, and there's these like whispering walls outside. So if you and your wife stand on opposite ends in the gates and whisper into the walls, it sounds like they're whispering into your ear. I always thought that would be a really romantic way to like propose to someone and then go get martinis at the Grand Central Oyster.
That's awesome. And I definitely not Penn Station for you. Yeah. Grand Central Station. Yes. So I think, Mona, I think, and tell me if this is, because you could go, Mona knows New York City well, and this call could go on for a long time. Can this person email you so you can give a little bit more? Would you send an email to Mona?
Mona Mie. I think you can actually just go onto the thing hit email the DJ and it'll send me a message. But I would love to tell you 4 pages of things to do.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you so much. I will definitely do that.
I hope you have the best time. Night. I hope you have the best time. You have a good night too. Thank you for calling. Everybody is like all alight about Grand Central versus Penn Station. Sorry.
First date, take him to Penn Station.
You know. Pretty ridiculous. If you want to call 201-209-9368, that's 201-209-9368. Call and get advice. Call and say, hello. Hello. Okay. Okay, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hi, Mona.
Hi.
This is Peter. I'm a friend of Philly you were speaking with earlier.
Oh, my God. Peter. Second Peter.
Nice. I'm in Florida. He's in California.
Phil from California. We miss him already.
Yeah, I have some advice. Okay, and this is
Peter always gives advice.
Oh.
The previous call I had, that issue that was up there, what should I say? What should I say? Well, it resolved this week. That is to say, it had to do with, like, what's the best thing to say if somebody wants to change this? They were playing music for me on a laptop computer. But actually, I was sitting down this time. And I said, let me see that computer. They put the computer on my lap, okay? And they're playing this thing. In other words, if this person wanted to change the music, I was guarding it.
Peter starts stories in the middle.
No, you understand what I'm saying.
I do, because I talked to you 2 weeks ago. Mona has no idea what
I'm picturing
talking.
It, Sicily.
Right, but I'm trying to give you the idea that if the issue was politeness and courtesy and all this. Well, I had the music they were playing with me. It was out of the laptop computer, and it was on my lap. So if someone wanted to change the music, they'd have to reach over my hands. I was guarding it.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it weird? It's like, you know, I was using, in a sense, force.
Good for you.
To protect your sounds.
And so it resolved on its own. So here's the expression to use. Don't just do something, stand there. Sometimes problems will resolve on their own. You know what I mean? Just a little twist on that expression. Don't just stand there, do something. No, don't just do something, stand there. Just maybe you don't have to deal with the issue. Just wait it
out. I love this. This is the greatest advice. Don't just
isn't
do
that,
something.
Because,
stand there.
Isn't that what Kennedy did with the missiles of October? He had a message, and it was really uncomfortable. He said, and he decided, let's pretend we didn't get the message.
I love it. This is my mantra for 2026.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it was the Russian Navy was heading toward Cuba. And it was to his advantage if he didn't get the message. So he just pretended he didn't get it.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. It's cutting. Oh, I didn't get the message. Hello?
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 Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm driving right now. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. This is
That's
Bernard,
okay.
The tree guy.
Oh, right, the tree guy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Tree guy, welcome.
I've got a quick, this is a question that could take a really long time to answer, so I'm going to ask for just the quick and dirty answer. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I said, wow, that's a really good question. I'm going to think about that for a while. Free will do we have it? Or is everything we do just like the sum product of everything else that goes on in your life? I put on my shoes backwards this morning and I, you know, stepped out of the house and tripped and fell on my face, and that's how it was always going to be? Or is that something that I have agency in? What do you think?
Like fate versus free will?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I want to believe we have free will. Do you believe that?
Nice to believe it, right? And I, my initial answer was, yeah, of course I have free will. I could do whatever I want. And then the person who asked me the question just kept going and going. Well, can you really do whatever you want? Or can you really just do whatever you've been conditioned to do by the some experiences of your entire life? And I was like, well, I don't know. How am I supposed to answer that? Right. So I'm kind of iffy on it. Do I have free will?
I think you do. You go, girl. You could do what you want. I'm behind you.
I have total agency.
You do have total agency, right?
There's no predestination.
Life is a series of choices and chance. The choices you make are also going to be affected by everything else that's going on around you. So nothing matters.
This music with like Alan's nihilism, like da 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 da, nothing matters.
Last time I called, he made me yell, nothing matters.
Oh my God, do it again. Radio. Like primal scream into the wind.
Yeah, you made me do a real, like...
Want to do it together?
What? I'm sorry.
You want to scream together, nothing matters, and then I got to take another call.
Absolutely.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Nothing matters!
I'm so happy I have free will.
Congratulations. Hello, caller. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm about to ask for a dessert.
What kind of dessert?
Gummy bears.
I love gummy bears. Do you have a favorite color? Or are you an equal opportunity gummy bear enjoyer?
I like all of them.
You sound like a nice person.
I like,
Mona gave me a gummy bear 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is this? Okay.
She did. No, I wasn't joking.
I'm not. We wouldn't lie to you. We're not those kinds of people. Do you have a question?
Yes. Well, I'm gonna ask my parents, and they don't always say yes. So how can I convince them
to give you gummy bears?
Uh huh.
Well,
yes.
I've got this one, Alan.
I'll tell you.
Firstly, you have been so good, and what is life if not for treats? It's so cold outside. You've been so good. You deserve just a mere gummy bear. They're low calorie and delicious. Please try that.
Okay.
Do you want practice on me? Like I could pretend I'm your parents? Or you got this. You don't need a practice run.
I think I
think you got this. I'm so glad you called. I hope you get those gummy bears. Call back next week and let us know if you got them.
All right, thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Mona.
Hi, who's this?
Asher. I don't actually need advice. I just wanted to give an update.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything about mock trial. I am invested.
Okay. I'm staying in mock trial because I have to, because almost so many people quit. I'm on defense. We have almost no prosecution witnesses. Like my friend, who is a lawyer, has to also be a prosecution witness now because we have literally no one. There are like two freshmen and one guy that I don't know, and all of them quit. So,
is it because of the mean guy?
No, the mean guy's my lawyer.
Okay.
I have more on that guy. We had a meeting today for like 30 minutes, maybe. It wasn't that long. He stayed for like 10 minutes. Didn't have an opening statement, which he would do the opening statement.
What?
And didn't have any questions. We have our first defense meet in like 2 weeks.
What?
What's he doing?
Who is this guy?
Some freshman. I don't know. I don't like him.
Me neither.
Did he? You think maybe he heard you talking about him on the radio? You think maybe he heard you talking about him on the radio?
Yeah, I don't think he listens to the radio, but I didn't say his name, so maybe he doesn't know.
Okay.
That's really smart. Do you know what this reminds me of? And you didn't ask me to tell you anything, but I will, Asher. When I was in mock trial, there was this girl that I hated on my team. And I was such a jerk. And I was like, don't you hate so-and-so? And then I looked and she was fully behind me.
And then
I was like, oh my God, do you think she heard? Like after I thought she was gone. And then I said, do you think she heard me talking about her? And then I look and she was behind me again.
Oh.
It was so bad.
I had this guy once who I thought was gay and then he didn't end up being gay. So I started calling him Sean, not guy, not gay to my friends. And then don't worry about that. And so I started calling him name, not gay. And then I accidentally said it like while he was standing behind me. So now I'm really scared to ever talk to him ever again.
But do you know what the lesson is? Like, yeah. As Alan says, nothing matters. And like, you're still going to go on and have a really fun, successful, amazing life. And it's okay if you mess up from time to time.
Yeah. And if you have an interaction with somebody that you feel bad about later, it's okay to go to him and say like, hey, man, I was a jerk. I shouldn't have did that.
I did apologize to him. He did not seem to care.
Oh, God.
This was like last year.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't even care that it ever happened originally?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's great.
Something's going on with this guy.
No, he was just like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Oh, he doesn't care. Okay.
Yeah, cool. So that's awesome. So all good.
Yeah, and then over 70 on all my midterms. So, win.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Asher.
Have a good night.
You too.
Have a good night. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Put the needle on the record.
Okay, yeah. Put the needle on the record is coming up shortly in two and a half minutes. Billy Jim. Are you ready? I guess we could take one more call.
Station ID just to help get it out of the way.
Sure. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and WFMU.org. I got it. Thank you for inviting me, Alan. I couldn't have done it without you.
This was just joyous. This is awesome. You can do this anytime you want.
It was so fun. It was a thrill for me.
That was just on the same wavelength, but a little bit of a different perspective. So good. I love it.
I will be back February 13th for our dating game. We have an eligible bachelorette who would like some more contestants. We could use some women contestants, trans contestants. They are open. We would like a male bachelor as well. If you are interested in applying for the position, alan@wfmu.org. alan@wfmu.org.
Yes. And yeah, so we probably won't have a bachelor. We'll just have a bachelorette. We've got 2 weeks to go. Let's just have a bachelorette. No.
Let's just, you make an executive decision.
Or we might. I might pick one of the contestants for the bachelorette and make him a bachelor. We'll see. But if you want to compete for the bachelorette, you should send me an email. And you could be any gender. You don't have to be a guy.
I love that.
That's Rosanna, our bachelorette. All right. Thank
you,
Mona.
Well, this has been a thrill. We have 45 seconds until Billy Jam takes over. Can't wait. One of my favorite shows. Thanks for having me, Alan.
Anytime, Mona. I love you.
I love you.
Big hug on the mic.
Okay. All right. Stop. I'm just kidding. Okay. How do I do this? Okay, bye.
Goodness, and we're live. Oh my goodness. I ask Alan, I ask James, is it freezing cold in New Jersey? Meanwhile, we are coming to you live from Oakland, California. My name is Billy Jam. What's your name?
Senor GGO.
And We're coming live 3 hours earlier and about 60 degrees warmer here. It's in the lower 60s here, sunny day in California. Sending our warmth and best wishes and feeling of being warm to everybody on the East Coast. I'm Billy Jam. This is Put the Needle on the Record. We are at the end of January, the 30th, 2026. You got your new album coming out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, February the 13th, Unlucky Junior, Lounge Songs for Losers. And we're going to play a sneak preview off of today, Senior Gigio.
Man.
We'll do awesome. I was going to start with it, but I think we'll play a couple of female, because I'm going to focus on a lot of female MCs today.
Good.
And then we'll come back and we'll play yours in between. So.
Nice.
Anything you want to say? Anything important happened since last week on this? In your life, not in this world, because a lot went down in the world, but in your life.
Oh, well, you know, we went and finally we went yesterday for our passport appointment yesterday. So, you know, that we should be getting me and my family, you know, my son, my wife and myself. We all got our put in for our passport. So we should be getting that soon. So, you know, hey, world. We're coming to you.
All right. I like it. So let's get into the music. Quick shout out going out to Handy Haversack, also Diano de los Mostes, and to you tuned in. And Senior Gigio, after we play the song, maybe you can post the video, too, of your song.
Sounds good.
A little bit later. But let's start off with some female, female MC hip-hop. And we're going to start out with Sunny Alive. I'm coming into consciousness. This one taking us back to the Cold Front compilation out of Canada. Nice. From 1991. And you're hearing it here on the Put the Needle on the Femcies. It's a Fix Mix on WFM, you know.
Controller, living to be strong, free, you see. We gotta come together if you want the unity. Just hang in, we've been and we're being. Last until the end, and everybody's seeing. Calm as it goes on by, while we'll fly. Say how while the sky takes it by. No lie, but some still chilling. Some on the ground, and some in the ceiling. And some willing to keep on illing. Till the break of dawn, till they take the whole law and the seeds. All the G's, even the B's. S's from the soul. Brain squashed, we all been told. We're still hitting the goal. Sevenfold, so I gotta go. Whoa, cause I got the sense. I'm coming into consciousness. The sun is shining on me, so I may see the whole means of reality cut to the precision. The choice, make the decision. Be part with a division or have double supervision. You see, it's either one or another. Give it up, sister, just give it up, brother. Let's live in unity, we just gotta be free. In the God-created mind, you're gonna be late or you're gonna be on time. Drop that dime with the grime, it's the sad crime. The climb of a lifetime, it's not a game. Some go insane, mentally in vain. Nothing has been gained on the strength. So I gotta go, whoa, cause I got the sense. I'm coming into consciousness. Coming out of darkness, headed towards the light, and it's time to get it straight. Pumping at the best rate, keeping on till there's no more dawn. Strength and power to see the light shines on. Rain or storm, a star will be born into the light and spite wrong. The right becomes might, unite brothers and sisters. One nation, one creator, let no one confuse you. Darkness wants to use you, taking all like a thief can. Not giving one inch up of sand, then try to rename the old brand. Chains and claims on all the land. Use the knowledge and still tries to ban. Covered up by the KK clan, what? I ain't going out like that. I'm not a sucker, snacking a pack. Then a brother kills another, chop another up for the other. It keeps going on and on and on. Fighting and chewing each other up like corn. Since
Stony Alive was born. I was coming with the storm. Whoa, cause I got the sense. I'm coming into consciousness. Yeah, I'm coming into consciousness.
Yosie, what's up?